We are used to chef stories like that of Jacques Pepin, who worked as a child in his mother's restaurant in France, or Anthony Bourdain, who began as a young fellow and worked his way up. Tasha Malakakis took a different path. She was an English major in college, sure that, quote, if I got a good liberal arts education, I could do anything I wanted, end quote. She then had a successful career in internet technologies and left that career for the Culinary Institute of America, the famous CIA. Browsing at Dean and DeLuca one day, the famous Manhattan food store, she spotted a goat cheese, quote, Fromagerie Bellechevre, made in Elkmont, Alabama, and that changed her life. She eventually returned to Alabama and became the owner of Fromagerie Bellechevre. Malakakis includes some autobiography in her cookbook, and it was unusual enough to make me wish there were more. She was an Alabama girl, raised around Lake Gunnersville. As a child, she watched and helped her mother and, especially her grandmother, cook, Southern style, and the book reflects this upbringing. There are recipes for fried chicken, breakfast biscuits, chicken and dumplings, hush puppies, cornbread, a lot of what you would expect. Then, at the age of 15, Malakakis took her first trip to Greece to meet her father's family, especially her Greek grandmother, and she was exposed to a different culture and cuisine. From her Greek grandmother, Tasha learned, and here includes recipes for Greek meatballs, tzatziki, Greek zucchini fritters, saganaki, which is fried cheese, and moussaka, which she rightly warns the reader is, quote, not a recipe, it's an event, almost a full day's event, end quote. This should not be seen as a problem, though, for throughout the book, Tasha urges cooks and guests to meet, talk, laugh, and cook together in the kitchen. She unabashedly believes food shared is a fine manifestation of love. Quote, I hold sacred the power of food. How we share it shapes our world in ineffable ways, end quote. This cookbook reflects both her Alabama and her Greek heritage. To many of the Southern traditional recipes, and to some of the Greek recipes, are added, naturally, goat cheese. This reminded me at first of some of those little pamphlets I used to see distributed by the liquor Southern Comfort, which included directions for making all drinks with Southern Comfort. Manhattans, old fashions, martinis, everything. I was dubious. Tasha urges we substitute goat cheese for mayonnaise, butter, sour cream cheese, especially in sandwiches. But the many recipes that include goat cheese do look sensational. There are goat cheese ravioli and lasagna, goat cheese and asparagus pizza, grilled steaks with goat cheese butter, goat cheese potato pancakes, goat cheese coleslaw, potato salad, grits, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts, and goat cheese deviled eggs. I could almost say, you name it. In fact, Tasha probably would say that, because throughout the book, she urges creativity. Experiment. Use leftovers. Use whatever is in the fridge and pantry. And don't forget, add goat cheese. Tasha is not obsessed with exact measurements or techniques. Have fun. These recipes are relatively simple and seem truly useful, not frighteningly complex. And the photographs are gorgeous and include, along with pictures of roast chicken, leg of lamb, and many desserts and vegetables, several adorable photographs of goats.